Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How did you quit your job?
So I was about 18 years old at Taco Bell KFC, and I ended up dating the manager, and we had a big fight at work. So the next day I came in, I cut up the shirt before I went in, because you have to return the shirt and whatnot, and then I screamed in front of all the customers at the front counter, all of my grievances, and threw the cut-up shirt on the ground.
All of my grievances.
How could you be mad at KFC? It's such an amazing place.
Did they hold your last paycheck, though? Because that's what they can do.
They didn't. Luckily, they didn't. So I got my last paycheck. However, I sent my mom in to get it. I wasn't brave enough to go.
Oh, that is so funny. Did you ever see the manager again?
Yeah, actually, we're very good friends now because I dated him a lot. He was somebody that I dated, so we end up, he's one of my best friends now.
Oh, that's amazing. Nice. Oh, it's a happy ending. I like that. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you quit your job?
I was working at McDonald's. It was in high school. And in high school, I used to partake in recreational activities that we can just leave at that. So it was 4:20, and I was stuck at work.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was on drive-through duty.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on drive-through duty on that lovely holiday, and I had four friends roll through the drive-through, and they were passing around stuff in the car, and they were like, "Come on, let's go," and I was like, "I'm out."
Oh my God.
You made a game-time decision to jump in the car at the drive-through with them?
Oh, I literally walked out the door, got in the drive-thru. The best part was they were at the first window paying, so I was sitting in the car when they got their food.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you in uniform?
Absolutely.
That's amazing. So did you take any French fries to go? I mean, how did you leave without any food?
Oh, I definitely got a McFlurry to go.
Yep. Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
Some kind of snack.
That is so funny. That's the temptation of friends. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you quit your job?
Hi. So I used to work at Tez, and they said, you got to change the ketchup machine. And I have, like, this thing with ketchup where I don't like ketchup at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so I worked there for 2 days only, and they were just like, all right, Jake, you got to change this ketchup machine thing. And they gave it out in this plastic, like, plastic bag, and it grossed me out. And I took the top off, and I looked at my manager. I was like, yeah, dude, I can't do this, and I quit.
Because of ketchup?
Yeah, I have the worst, like, it's not like a fear, but I don't like it touching me. I don't like the smell. Oh, dude, it's the grossest thing in the world to me.
Maybe not the profession for you. That's a ketchup-based business.
Yeah, it is a ketchup.
I was just the drink guy. I was just making the drinks.
Oh, okay. Hmm. And they cross-contaminated you with ketchup. I hear someone like you is scared of ketchup or doesn't like ketchup, all I want to do is put ketchup around you. Like, I can't even.
Janet!
I want to eat ketchup.
I'll puke all over you.
It's so funny. Who was your influence of non-ketchup loving? Because I love ketchup.
I literally have no idea. Like, I love tomatoes. Like, I love tomatoes. Uh-huh. But ketchup, dude, it really just creeps me out, gets me the chilies on your arms.
I get you. Wait, still to this day, you don't like being around ketchup?
I haven't had like anything ketchup in like 16 years. Wow.
Any other condiments? Mayo or something like that?
Yeah, how's your condiment selection?
Oh, I love everything besides ketchup.
Okay.
You realize this makes no sense at all, right?
It makes sense to him. Yeah, don't judge, Jan.
Just don't tell my mom, all right?
I'm totally going to spill your game.
Child.
Yeah, okay, perfect. She probably would. Thanks for calling. My perfect boy quit his job because he couldn't do the ketchup. I Kiss 98.5. How'd you quit your job?
Okay, so when I was 18, I grew up in California, and so I worked at a coffee shop called Coffee DM. I won't call them out. And I was paid under the table, and I was only 18 years old, and I was just so
like, embarrassed by how mismanaged this place was. So we were always constantly running out of things. At one point, she tried to have me pass off espresso drinks that were made with coffee, and people would complain about them, and I had to pretend it was espresso. So I was the only employee on shift, and we ran out of actual coffee. And so I was like, okay, well, I have to go get some more coffee. So I went to our local grocery store, and I'm standing there in the coffee aisle just muttering to myself about how upset I was, how mismanaged this place was. So I just never went back.
Oh, I didn't even that's buy the so coffee, funny.
I said, F it. I'm not. This is stupid. So
when did you, how long did you think about the fact that you didn't go back to work? Like, did you spend a lot of time thinking about what you did, or was it just kind of like you just walked away and that was it?
Oh, I walked away and that was it. It took a total of 30 seconds. I was like, do I really want to go back to this place? I'm paying under the table. My dad says this is a terrible idea. And I said, Dad's right. I should just go.
Oh, that's amazing.
Gina,
that
was my exact situation. I thought about it for about 30 seconds. I'm like, no love lost.
No love lost.
They're good.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's just not working out.
That is completely amazing. 910 at Kiss 98.5. If you have a story of quitting your job, 644-9850. Sometimes it's just like you feel like you've got to do it.
I can't believe that this is like the busiest time of year for people to quit their jobs. Do you think it's the stress? If you're working retail, this can't be a fun time for you.
No, it can't be. And people, the way they treat you might be even worse.
Sure, everyone's on a short string.
Yeah, it feels
supposed to
like
be the Christmas joy and all that, but no. It's sometimes hard to find.
Yeah, 644-9850.
I quit once.
Did you quit,
Weiss? Yes.
What happened?
Well, and I was working for my friend. He was the manager, so he is a great guy. So long and short of it, I was left alone on Halloween at a miniature golf place.
Sure.
And at this miniature golf place, it got egged. So you're all by yourself. Uh-huh. Who has to clean up the egging?
You.
You.
Oh, wow.
I just couldn't do it.
So they were egging the place, not you specifically.
Not me. Perfect.
It wasn't personal.
Yeah, they were egging the place. And then some hoodlum came in and broke one of the arcade machines.
A hoodlum?
Yes.
A hoodlum.
The glass. So then I had to call the cops.
Ah, that's amazing.
And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I really just can't do this anymore.
Well, those hoodlums.
I did lock up and close up, but then after that, I called them like, I'm out.
Oh, that's amazing. I love this story, Weiss. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Have you ever quit a job?
Yes, I have.
How?
Tell us the story.
I was working at Jim's Steakout during a night shift, and basically, it was like one of my first days, and there was like this like wet side of like the floor, and I slipped, and the grease trap went all over me, and then I quit right there on the spot.
Oh,
that's a messy affair.
Ew.
Yeah.
Grease trap is one of the most disgusting things in the world.
Yeah, I literally got up and I was like, yeah, I can't do this. I was like, goodbye.
Yeah. Did you take something to go though?
Well,
because that'd be the food.
Well, I tried to no. I tried to come back a couple months later, but I was blacklisted. They said that I wasn't able to come back because I didn't put in my 2 weeks.
Really?
You were blacklisted. You know, there could be worse things than being blacklisted.
As long as you can buy the food, you're good.
I love Jim's Steakout. I couldn't quit just because I love the food.
Oh, well.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, I still go there every once in a while to say hello and all that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I just thought that was a funny story to tell you guys.
That's
yeah, Chance, sometimes
I'm glad you called.
There's
Thank
this
you.
Moment of, like, personal self-respect where you have to just think I'm going, nope, I'm better than this. I'm better than sitting in the grease trap.
But here's the one thing I will say. There's a difference between, like, when you're getting treated like crap at a job, and then there's just having to grind it out because that's what a job is.
Sure.
And I find sometimes those lines get blurred where it's like, is this all there is? Like, here I am. I'm at this work. It's the same thing every day. And in some instances, when you begin your working career, not your hourly job, but I'd like to think that everybody takes pride in the work that they do and the money they make, whether it's a part-time or full-time job. But I feel like sometimes there's that grind time of working gets lost in the shuffle, like this stinks and I just want to quit. You can't get in the habit of quitting a lot, because the second you quit, then all of a sudden it's in your head that that's an option. It can't be an option.
And
you've got
an easier option every time.
Yes, absolutely. And the same thing goes with sports, with school. You can't get that. That can't be an option for the most part, in my opinion. Like, I never let my kids quit sports. If they signed up for a sport at the beginning of the season and were part of a team, they stayed on that team. And I can't tell you, Nick, I literally there were like sometimes when we would have a discussion, let's word it that way, where I've listened in on these discussions,
you've by heard the way.
It, oh, yeah. I like literally took my kids to school with their equipment. I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. You are playing said sport. You're not quitting. Yeah. There's no quitting.
You signed up. We're yep. playing through. You're like a drill sergeant. You get it done. That's like a character moment. It's a teaching
it
moment.
Is.
And it's
I think
a, you better
is.
Do what mom said moment.
Yeah. But sometimes I can understand the quit. Hi, Kiss. How did you quit your job?
Hi. Well, actually, it was years ago. And I was in Rochester during Halloween. And one night, they were hiring for extra cleaners at a theater. And the theater was showing the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Around 2 a.m., after the whole show was done, and there's toilet paper, popcorn, seeds, rice everywhere.
Toast.
I turned around, took one look. They're paying me $150. No, I don't think so.
Not worth
it. Your mind. I'm not cleaning all this up.
Yep.
I mean, there were stockings and garter belts everywhere too. I'm not cleaning all that up.
That used to be a thing way back. Does anybody still do that?
Yes, actually, I went there this year at the Riviera Theater, and I actually won a first place costume. It was awesome.
Are you kidding me? That is amazing.
No, all the other costumes that I won at the Riviera Theater.
And
trust me, even that, I wasn't going to clean all that up.
Was it the Tim Curry character? Like, who were you for the show?
No, I was just a regular sweet transvestite, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's amazing.
Cool.
I love that. That sounds like so much fun. And that's funny. Yeah. I would have quit that job, too.
Jan, I'm thinking, if you haven't picked a theme for your wedding, Rocky Horror Picture
Rocky
Show.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, Nick, I'm starting to think that'll work. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Moose. Joey.
Hello?
What's up, Joey?
Hello.
Hey. Hi. Have you ever quit your job?
Yes, I have.
All right. Tell us a story.
I was working at Just Pizza.
Okay.
On the Allen. And the Friday night, I had washed like 1,000 pizza pans. And I was getting burnt. My arms were getting burned, and I knew the next Saturday was going to be the Allentown Festival. And I woke up that morning, I said, I was walking towards the pizzeria. I said, no, I'm not. I didn't even walk in
because
millions of people. And I'm not saying I'm going to get burned with like 1,000 pizza pans.
Yeah.
And my cousin at the time worked at the pizzeria, and the boss like told him, where's your cousin?
Hold on, did you not call in or let anybody know, or were you just a no-show?
No, not at all. I walked towards the pizzeria and I looked at the door. I said, I turned right around and walked right back. Oh,
that's amazing. I love
game
that.
Time decision.
Yeah, but you know what? There's nothing worse.
Kill me.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But there's nothing worse than burning your hands and arms on pans. I hate that.
It was the worst. I think 20 years later, I still got marks on my arms.
Right? Exactly. Oh, that's crazy.
Kitchen work's not easy. You got to know what you're doing.
No, it's hard. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Good morning.
Hi.
Did you ever quit your job?
I did.
Was it epic?
Well, I don't know if it was epic, but it was a sweet story, I guess. Okay. I was 20. I was working at Don Pablo's. And it was supposed to work a Friday night. I just started dating this guy. He asked me to go out and stay for him. I said, I can't. I have to work. So I called to try to call in. And they said, oh, you have to come in. And I basically said, well, I'm going on a date tonight, so I quit.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're married now.
Oh,
oh
wow.
Yay!
You just had a game.
Very good decision on your part. Yeah. That's amazing. Where did you go on your date?
We went to dinner at Kohl's.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say Chi Chi's.
Oh, that's so funny. That's so amazing. I can't believe you guys ended up married. How about that?
Yeah, so it was a good decision.
Yeah, I guess. Really good decision. How did you quit your job?
I was a waitress for 3 days in college. On my third night, I went in, and there was a crowd of people from the racetrack in Hamburg, and everybody ordered a steak sandwich. So I thought I could carry that big tray on my shoulder out to their table.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
How'd that go?
Well, coming through the door, one of the steaks went on the floor.
Ooh.
So I served the five people. I took the other steak in the kitchen, and the chef was in there smoking pot. And I said, hey, I have a problem. I dropped this on the floor. And guess what his answer was?
What?
Oh, I don't want to know.
Oh,
I really don't want to know.
No, don't assume. Let's see what his answer was.
His answer was, just rinse it off. I said, no, I'm not rinsing it off. So he made another steak. Of course, everybody's steak was ordered medium rare, so they were all teasing me. Hopefully, you didn't drop my dinner on the floor. So back I went 2 minutes later with this steak. The other servers left. They had me close the restaurant that night, which I'd never done. And when I left, the light fixture fell off the wall, and I said, I am done.
Oh, my gosh. So did you just never go back?
No, I called. I called, and I said, this isn't for me, but thank you for the wonderful experience.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's a nice, respectful way to quit.
Yeah. I guess that is a nice, respectful way to quit. I don't mind that one bit. So there you go. Some of the stories of quitting